Narrative frameworks. 31. Who are you? What are you? What is above you and what is below you? How much or how little or how much power do you have? All this depends on where you align your who am I with. Your sense of I. Your knowledge of the truth of who and what you are. This determines what is above and below you. This determines if you are little or big or beyond scale entirely. Not all powers are created equal. Let's take powers above. Not all powers above are equal. Some are real. God. Life itself. Pure consciousness. The given essence of everything and all. And some are constructed, such as political entities, like the state. Powers above you protect you, or powers above you subjugate and control you? What is the role of a power above you? Is it to exclude you from its power, or to include you within it? Is it to separate you off from itself? Or to encourage the remembrance within you of itself. Is it to affirm a duality and root you in it? For example, power above, power below, which one are you in? Or is it to help you heal the duality and see the oneness at heart, i.e. higher power, lower power, exists within one spectrum, and that spectrum is power, the power of life. Where do you live? What state do you live in? Primarily, do you live in a state of grace? Do you live connected to God, the universe, your essence? Or do you live in a state of regulation and control? Do you live in the real, or do you live in the representation, the represented image of what is real? Remember, the map is not the territory. And whilst human-created state structures claim to be life, they are just life mapped out. A structure. A reference point. for understanding the materialistic separation. These maps do not transcend the materialistic separation and are nothing, therefore, of the territory.